I approve of the arrival of President Joe Biden from Milwaukee to Volk Field here in beautiful Juneau County, and right on cue. Aircraft taking off. Welcome to a special edition of the Todd Allbowl Show. We thank Mike Crute and Terry Bell. Great job, gentlemen, down in Milwaukee, covering the arrival of President Joe Biden. We're happy that we were able to bring you that speech. And we are equally as happy to be here today on our show live on location at Volk Field here in Juneau County with some very special guests who just got done seeing the president. We have with us Brigadier General David May, who is the commander of the Air National Guard here in Wisconsin. And we also have Chief Master Sergeant Chad Workman, who is the state command chief. And General, I understand that, I mean, hell of an entrance, by the way, on a Black Hawk helicopter. We've got photos of it, folks, of the general coming in here on a Black Hawk. And the reason was you were with the president just a while ago. Is that correct?
That's correct. That was the only way that we could get here on time for your show, because we had the honor of receiving the president this morning in Milwaukee at the 128th Air Refueling Wing there. So Chief Workman and I and a group of others jumped on the Black Hawk and came all the way across Wisconsin to see you to be on your show.
Well, I can't thank you enough. I really can't. And thank you for allowing us the opportunity, the privilege to be here at Volk Field. What was that like? Had you met the president before?
It's the first time I've met him. I've met his wife, the first lady, a couple times before, and I've received the vice president, both Vice President Harris and Pence in the past, but first time meeting the president of the United States. It was pretty cool.
I can only imagine it. And regardless of who it is in the White House, just the office of the president and the commander in chief, right?
Absolutely. And the entourage and the precision and the quality of the staff and the just the vast number of people and things involved with moving the president around. It's pretty amazing to see it all happen. And it went very smoothly.
That's great. Now, did you pick up the governor on the way down to Milwaukee or did he have his own transportation?
He met us there. He had his own wheels, but it was great to see him as well.
Oh, that's great. And so you kind of received him on the tarmac, and then they had the motorcade and kind of took him to the event that we just covered.
Correct. Yeah, we handled the ceremonial part of it. Yeah. to be the local hometown military representatives to welcome him here. And then, yes, after he greeted a number of military folks and their families and friends, and then they whisked him away to the event that you just covered.
And if you can't answer this for security reasons, I totally get it, but is the Air National Guard, when a president comes into the state or our airspace, is it the Wisconsin Air National Guard to provide additional air support, or does the president travel with his own, or can't you say?
Let's just say it's all part of the package.
I got it.
And who's part of that package is up to somebody else.
Very good. But you're always ready. Always on the ready.
Yes. Always ready, always there, always on mission. Yes.
And there we are, more aircraft taking off. Well, it's great. Thank you so much for making the effort and being here, making the entrance with the Black Hawk. We are here for Northern Lightning. And this is an event that you and I talked about before. We were out at Truax. You invited me up so graciously. We're happy to be here. For people who aren't familiar, tell our listeners across Wisconsin what Northern Lightning is and why it's held here at Volk Field.
Absolutely. So Northern Lightning is a large-scale exercise. It's focused on fighter aircraft capability. We call it a high-end training exercise to go against a potential peer adversary. So this is the big game, the big challenge. And we primarily train what's called offensive counter air, basically aircraft against each other in the air, and then something called defensive counter air, so defending your own airspace. So out here on the ramp, we've got 50 plus fighters from across the nation, and twice a day they fly and they're given a problem in a scenario to go fight an air war scenario, and then they're graded and evaluated. They come back, they get debriefed and critiqued, and then they go back and do it again. And it gradually gets harder throughout the week.
And Master Sergeant Workman, as the state command chief, what's your role in this exercise and daily in your job here at the Air National Guard of Wisconsin?
Well, for the exercise, I'm mostly here for moral support.
and doing a great job.
Yeah,
by the way.
Well, thank you. Last week we were here. We had Distinguished Visitors Day, so we had a lot of important people come in. Senator Baldwin was here, so we got to greet and meet with some of them last week. And that's really our biggest role. But making sure that our folks on the ground have what they need, you know, we start planning this months in advance and just making sure that they get everything they need for the exercise is one of the bigger parts of what we have to do. But they usually get what they need on their own and don't need too much from us. So they're pretty efficient in that regard.
Had the opportunity to meet General May's counterpart from Ohio is here visiting with some of their folks. Is that something you handle in working with the other commands across the country for this event?
Yeah, that's correct. We're in Region 4 when you talk about the command chiefs and all the states. So their counterpart in Ohio is a friend of mine, and we talk regularly when we have to coordinate on things.
Giving us a little grief about being Wisconsin fans, but you know, he's a Buckeye fan. Yeah, I'm not sure, General. Are you guys gonna have a little wager when Ohio State comes to Madison this fall?
So probably so. So General Johnson and I will see each other in about a month at a regional meeting, and I'm sure that topic will come up. There's a lot of conversation about sports rivalries.
As well there should be, right? How many folks in first of all, how long does this Northern Lightning last? And in general speaking, how many personnel, how many people does this involve throughout the entire event?
So it's a two-week exercise. And across those 2 weeks, there's 9 primary days. So 5 days last week and then 4 days this week. Some units come out early to do unit level training. Some units also stay after the exercise, but it's 2 primary weeks. Mm-hmm. We've got almost 900 people staying here on base. And then a few hundred more either flying in from other locations. Like we have aircraft flying in from Langley, Virginia.
Wow.
We have people staying, you know, outside the base on the economy, as we say, but well over 1,000 people. And 50 to 60 fighter aircraft participating. So it's a fairly large exercise.
And a significant impact for the communities around here in central Wisconsin as well.
Yes. Yes. We Oakfield has, at least based on the last study, about a $55 million a year economic impact. That study was done like 9 years ago. I'd love to see an updated study because I suspect that with the growth of this exercise and other things that we do here, the impact is much higher now.
You've talked about this to us before, but these are men and women in our communities, and it's not just the readiness of our military, but it's also good-paying jobs that the Wisconsin Air National Guard provides and is integral to our communities.
Absolutely, and especially in this part of the state where you know, population density is kind of low, and the median salaries are probably not the highest you'd find around the state. The jobs and the economic activity going on here at Oakfield certainly has an impact, and they're certainly counting on us.
Stay with us. We're going to talk just a little bit on the other side of the break to the general and find out what readiness means across the country as well as here in Wisconsin. You're listening to a special edition of the Connell Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. We are live from Oakfield. Back with more after this. Stay with us.